FNC's Carlson highlights parts of the DNC that Democrats don't want you to see. By Jeff Poor on August 20, 2020. Wednesday, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson began his show offering highlights from the daytime proceedings of the Democratic National Convention currently being held virtually that is not being broadcasted on television. According to the Tucker Carlson Tonight host, had you seen it, it might cause you to flee the country. Transcript as follows. Carlson, we're on day three of the convention. The question is, how is it going so far? Well, former Democratic candidate Marianne Williamson has been following it closely. She describes the experience as, quote, like binge-watching a Marriott commercial. That's about right. Pretty unappetizing. Platitudes heaped upon clichés smothered in a thick sauce of self-righteousness and stupidity. No normal person could eat what the DNC is serving this week. We tune in because it's our job. So far the main excitement has been watching just how shamelessly they can lie. The goal appears to be complete reality inversion. Professional rich lady, Michelle Obama told America that she was oppressed. The criminally negligent governor of New York bragged about how well he handled the coronavirus. And then Jeffrey Epstein's old pal, Bill Clinton, showed up to speak as the party's moral voice. There's been a low-grade thrill in watching all of this. We'll admit, at the very least, you've got to tip your hat to their audacity. They don't tell small lies in the Democratic Party, they go all the way. You catch them stealing your wallet and they arrest you for theft. And then they give you a lecture about how crime doesn't pay. To longtime students of the liberal mind, none of this is new. The left long ago built an entire political party based on the Freudian principle of transference. They displace their own sins onto you, thereby cleansing their consciences and allowing them to seize the moral high ground. It's a clever trick, but at this point, it's an old trick. We know how it's done. The public certainly seems to have figured it out. Last night, the Democrats' convention lost in the ratings to a variety show called America's Got Talent. A pair of jugglers from the Philippines, brothers, were in glow-in-the-dark headbands did a yo-yo demonstration on stage, and that outrated Dr. Jill Biden by a lot. We could have told you that was going to happen. Only Nicole Wallace wants to not watch another speech by Dr. Jill Biden. By the way, what kind of doctor is she? Some of us aren't feeling well. We never learned that answer either. What the Democrats should have done is put the rest of their proceedings on TV, that would get an audience. You might not know this, but most of the actual convention events take place during daytime hours. The networks don't cover them. You have no idea they ever happened. There's a reason for that, obviously. But what a loss for the viewing public. If you saw what they were saying during the day, you would never tune into primetime again. In fact, you might flee the country. For the last 3 days, we have watched all of it. In a moment, we'll show you what we found. We want to begin this evening by bringing you a moment of prayer that broke out at the convention on Monday. A pastor called Frederick Haynes took the microphone. As you listen to this, compare to what you might hear in your own church. Begin video clip. Frederick Haynes, pastor, Friendship West Baptist Church, you have the nerve to build a wall, while at the same time you have in the harbor there in New York, the Statue of Liberty saying, give me your tired, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Jesus will say, America, if you don't get your act together, you can, you may well go to hell. End video clip. Carlson, to hell. Vote for Biden, doomed sinners, or you're going to hell. It was a pretty straightforward message. Was Jonathan Edwards ever clearer than that? Was Jerry Falwell? Despite what you may have heard, it is the Democratic Party that is the hotbed of religious extremism these days. Pastor Go to Hell Haynes, for example, is a fan of Minister Louis Farrakhan. These are men of faith, just not your faith. But religion is not the only institution that Democrats are reconfiguring at their convention. The Pledge of Allegiance could use an overhaul, too, they've decided, and they're giving it one. Watch the new version. Begin video clip. Unidentified male, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and for the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all someday. End video clip. Carlson, someday, right. Someday, this could be a good country. Someday, if we're in charge, otherwise, it's an awful place. Without us at the helm, America is terrible and not worth saving. You've heard this before. Michelle Obama once suggested it. The first time she was proud of her country was when her family got to run it. But that was nuanced by the standards of today. At the Democratic convention this week, a transgender rights activist called Linda LaBeija has just come out and said it explicitly. Begin video clip. Linda LaBeija, transgender rights activist, "I've never felt American. I don't know the Pledge of Allegiance. Those are not my systems, the way that is not my president." End video clip. Carlson, "Those are not their systems. Donald Trump is not their president, meaning this is not their country as long as they dislike the guy in the White House. So it's all or nothing for them, and right now, they're trending toward nothing." Which is why they apparently turned over the DNC stage directions to Colin Kaepernick. Watch. Begin video clip. Unidentified male, "Many of the videos and pictures you are about to see were recorded before COVID, which is why the kids are not social distancing. However, the audio was recorded over the past month. You may rise or kneel if you're able for your preference." End video clip. Carlson, "You can kneel. So if you watch this stuff for long enough, and we have, it's pretty easy to forget that it's pretty fringy actually. Look at the polls. Most people don't agree with this. Most Americans like their country. That's why they live here. And a lot of them display that affection by standing for the national anthem. It seems like a small thing, but it means quite a bit to people. Americans have died in battle to protect our national symbols. That is a talking point, yes. But it's not just a talking point. It really happened. But they don't know anything about that at the Democratic National Convention, and they don't think that your kids ought to know about it either, and that's why they've endorsed erasing American history." Begin video clip. LaBeija, "May this moment in history manifest more non-humans like these to replace the old ones that no one really cares to see anymore. Maybe their emergence and long overdue establishment and existence remind everyone of our terrible, ugly and hurtful black world history." End video clip. Carlson, "So there are parts of history that no one cares to see anymore, so we're getting rid of it. You keeping track at home? If not, we're at Erase American History, Rewrite the Pledge of Allegiance, Mock and Degrade the National Anthem, Turn Christianity into a Political Weapon." They have been busy over there at the DNC. But there's more, because now it's time for some granular policy discussions. The details of how to run the country. Now, we've showed you in previous nights this week some of the DNC's platform. They want to get rid of a lot of the country's prisons, for example. They like to do away with bail for accused criminals. But that's just a start, just a little taste, a little appetizer before the main course. So for more, we're going to go to someone now called Jamai. You should know that Jamai's preferred pronouns are they, them. According to their biography at Wake Forest University, Jamai is, quote, "A black Vietnamese transgender non-binary gender transcendent mermaid queen king currently living out their ever-evolving truth in Winston-Salem," end quote. Got it? Okay, now listen to Jamai. Jamai, a black Vietnamese transgender non-binary gender transcendent mermaid queen king currently living out their ever-evolving truth in Winston-Salem. Why can't folks imagine a world without the cops? Why can't folks imagine a world without prisons? Why can't people expand their imaginations to include community care, to include an abolitionist future? I'm talking about, like, for real, for abolition. Not just watered-down DNC version of abolition. We're talking about abolishing the police. We're talking about abolishing ICE. We're talking about abolishing prisons. End video clip. Carlson, "Yes, we're talking about abolishing the police. Abolishing ICE. Abolishing all prisons. We're imagining a world like that. We're bringing it to you. You're starting to get some sense whether or not putting this stuff on TV. Democrats and their faithful lackeys, the media, have been telling you for weeks that none of this is real. You're imagining it. Democrats don't really want to take the cops away and leave you defenseless. Yes, they are voting to take billions from police departments across the country. But that's not really defunding. It's redistributing. Not a big deal. Calm down." But now, Jamai shows up and lets entire animal shelter of cats out of the DNC's bag and lets you know that yes, all your fears are true. We're doing exactly what you think we're doing. The gender-transcended mermaid queen kings are here, and it's a whole new deal now. Get psyched. And be sure to warn your daughters. No more field hockey scholarships to Budden for them. No, there are boys on the field. Democrats want biological men to compete with girls in sports. Most parents of girls think that's nuts, because it isn't terrible for girls because obviously. But at the Democratic National Convention, it's not even a question. It's just business as usual. Watch transgender person, Marissa Richmond explain. Begin video clip. Marissa Richmond, transgender, we're going to have a panel looking at trans youth issues. We've been watching state legislatures, especially here in the South, targeting trans youth for trying to deny them access to healthcare, education, and even access to the right to play sports, although, needless to say, the mishandling of the coronavirus by the current administration is affecting a lot of people's ability to play sports, but they have been particularly transphobic in schools. End video clip. Carlson, okay, so no more field hockey scholarships. And I'm sorry, your daughters are not going to make the soccer team. That's bad news. Most people could live with it, if they had to. But once again, it's just the beginning. What if they abolished capitalism, too? Would you like some breadlines to go with that? How about some humiliation on the side? It's all on the menu. Listen to aspiring economist, Ashley Nicole McRae. Begin video clip. Ashley Nicole McRae, politician, this future that we all want that we're all trying to build really is about the destruction of colonization, white supremacy and capitalism. End video clip. Carlson, the destruction of colonization, white supremacy and capitalism. What does that mean exactly? We're not sure. We're not delegates to the DNC, but we're pretty certain it's going to be bad news for you. But not the end of the bad news. No, there's more. Elizabeth Warren showed up to speak at the Native American Caucus on Tuesday. It seems pretty likely she has come to steal your horses. Begin video clip. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA. Join us in fighting for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And in supporting the Democrats so that we can all continue our work for Indian country. End video clip. Carlson, it's just great. Our work for Indian country. We kept waiting for Ralph Northam to show up at the DNC's African American panel wearing a hood. Maybe that's tomorrow. People online did love the Warren panel, by the way, they loved it. In fact, it probably would have outraged the Yo-Yo brothers from the Philippines if they had aired it at night. People at home flooded the DNC with suggestions for Chief Warren. Here's one. If Elizabeth Warren can speak in a Native American event, maybe Milli Vanilli can host the Grammy Awards. That's not a bad idea, actually. But it hurt Elizabeth Warren's feelings, so the DNC shut down the chat room. What a shame. It bears repeating, by the way, that not all of this insanity was confined just to the daytime, some of it bled into primetime as well. Sandy Cortez showed up to promise health care, college education, and higher wages to illegal aliens. She did all of that in a 90-second speech, pretty impressive. It was like a socialist Mad Libs competition. Here's part of it. Begin video clip. Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. Thank you to everyone here today endeavoring towards a better, more just future for our country and our world. In fidelity and gratitude to a mass people's movement working to establish 21st century social, economic and human rights, including guaranteed health care, higher education, living wages and labor rights for all people in the United States. I hereby second the nomination of Senator Bernard Sanders of Vermont for President of the United States of America. End video clip. Carlson, let's put her in charge. That's a good idea. Whoa. We should note that crazy as all of this was, and it was, none of it was too crazy for Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. Sandy Cortez called for giving government health insurance to foreign nationals. Tens of millions of them. JMI imagined a world without cops or prisons. Some lunatic in a clerical collar showed up and said Republicans are going to hell. Harris and Biden nodded along. It all seemed normal to them. Because it is. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.